Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Town,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And
you're listening to my
Welcome to episode zero of DVC Newscast by MyDVC Points. My name is Chad, and I'm the host of the MyDVC Points podcast, and today we're launching a brand new podcast and trying to give everybody a little bit of backstory and a little bit of information about what we're about, and I'd like to introduce the host of this show, Shannon Ford.
Hi.
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Good deal. Well, I'm excited to come back in and kind of kick off this new show. Would you like to cover a little bit of the backstory on how we got to this news podcast?
Well, I think you and I both follow DVC and Disney news pretty rigorously because we're just, you know, Disney fanatics, but not everybody does. So the community hall show on Sundays, we want it to be very interactive, but we wanted an outlet to cover that breaking DVC and Disney news. And sometimes if that show is on Sunday and news comes out on Monday, we'd have to wait six full days. And then at that point, it's not breaking news anymore. So our goal was really to have an outlet to provide the news to our fans and our listeners from MyDVC Points.
Yeah, and I kind of recruited you to the show because news just isn't my forte. I like skimming it, but I'm not
and
a person.
And I love it.
And it's kind of your jam. So
it is. It is.
I'm not a person that wants to come back in and pontificate on rumors and that kind of stuff. So to me, it was like very little interest, but I knew you wanted to cover this more. And so we just got to talking, and it's like every time we did a live show on Sunday, Shannon's like, there's all these great news stories. And
yeah.
So we kind of looked at this and was like, well, why don't we create a news podcast and give you an outlet for that? And then at the same point in time, if we cover a breaking news story on the newscast, and it's huge, like this week, Splash Mountain getting rethemed, dropped. That's going to be a conversation for sure on the Sunday live show. And then also this week, we had kind of the dumpster fire of ticket reservations and all of the parks opening back up and all the problems that we all had with that change. So that'll be a topic on the MyDVC Points live show and community hall. But we wanted to just come back in and give people an avenue for breaking tips, tricks, and techniques.
I wish we had almost had this in place. I was actually in Walt Disney World when the park reservation system went live. I think this would have been useful because there was a lot of glitches. And even if Disney says there wasn't, there was. And there's a lot of workarounds that, you know, we probably could have helped our listeners if we had had this show in place. But I think going forward, that's going to be something that's going to be a goal of ours, is not only to break the news and probably address some rumors if they come from reliable sources, but we'll probably try and stick to real official news for Disney. But then also, if there is something like a workaround where we find out and we can help our listeners, that's also the goal too.
Yeah, for example, we had a little tip come in this week that for a while when they weren't selling pass, Number Services was still selling a DVC Gold annual pass.
And I learned that from my DVC Points community. So I was able, when they announced the system, I was able to call Member Services, get our gold passes, and 4 hours later, it was canceled. I mean, they stopped selling those passes. So if I hadn't learned about that from the community, I would not have been able to make our park reservations for all of our trips in 2020.
Yeah, that's kind of the essence of what we want to do here. Really quick, fast breaking news. And this isn't a scheduled show, so you pretty much have to subscribe to this in order to catch it.
Right. Absolutely. So we're not going to make up news. You know, sometimes there's like a month or two and there's no news. And then the last 2 weeks, it's like something new drops every day. The news is going to dictate how often we have shows.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the other part of it is this is part of the MyDVC Points ecosystem, so to speak. So it will resonate the core values that we have on the show. And some of those values are respect for multiple points of view. We believe in respect and diversity of opinion. And let me understand what you think on this topic. Okay, I don't have to agree with you, but I do want to know what you think so I can take that in and formulate my own opinion. And then another value is multiple DVC members' perspective. So with that being said and done, Shannon, we've got this set up that you're going to be building and recruiting like a little mini team here.
Example, I was in Walt Disney World. There was no way I was going to be able to record a show being on vacation with my family. So it would be helpful to have a team where, hey, so-and-so, you go ahead and take this episode and run with this news. So that's the goal. It's not my show. It's a My DVC Points show. It's under the My DVC Points umbrella. I would say it's the My DVC Points network, because I think you're starting to have several different shows and it's going to be like a network at this point. So, but we definitely want to build a team, people that are passionate about DVC, passionate about Disney, and then also passionate about the news. So, or Disney news anyway.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. If somebody is interested in the team, like what's some of the requirements that we're looking at?
Well, I think one is really good internet connection and some good gear, because you do need to have a good computer system. It's not something you're going to record on your phone. It's going to be something where you have a microphone, good quality headphones, something where you can record quality. We don't want our listeners to try and decipher what you're saying through background noise. And that's really key. I've learned everything I know about podcasting, which is not a lot, but everything I know I've learned from you, Chad, and I'm still learning. So I am technically challenged, and you definitely walk me through this process. But I think that's the first thing that you need.
Yeah, because for the My DVC Points show, we've tried to maintain that standard of a high quality microphone, and it's just not quite possible with your average everyday person. So I've kind of relaxed the standards there. But for the new show, we're trying to get this show from, hey, let's record an episode, to published within 2 hours. And in order for that to happen, we have to have like good gear. We can't be taking 20 hours to edit a show, which unfortunately does happen in my world quite often.
And I think also feeling comfortable in front of a microphone, being able to speak without a lot of ums. I mean, I say ums, you know, sometimes, but I try and really limit it and know what your train of thought is. And
yeah, complete a good sentence,
exactly.
Be able to communicate well, not require a ton of editing, because we don't really have the time to do that.
Yeah, we just want to record and shoot it out.
So that's kind of, you know, that multiple member perspective, but we've got to just elevate the standards here just due to our time requirement here. But normally for the My DVC Points show, we'll take everybody. And if you can articulate an opinion, if it's a podcast, we'll edit it, make it sound fairly decent. And then the live shows as well, they're pretty open to having just about everybody on who wants to be there.
So if you haven't watched us on our live shows, Sunday night, 9 a.m. Eastern, it's just a lot of fun, and we're definitely building up more of an audience. We read the comments. I know a lot of people do live shows and they don't read comments. We read the comments. We interact with you. So if you want to be part of a show and part of a community, definitely tune into our Sunday show, because the live audience and the chat is really the core of the show.
Yeah, that's a great point there. And then I think just to finish up this core values deal is we also are looking for people in this show will have a generally positive disposition. Some could say we're fanboys, but that's intentional because we're just not a show that likes to rip on Disney or rip on people. That's not our core values. It's not something that resonates with me, and it's not something that resonates with the audience we're trying to build. That doesn't mean that we're not going to come back in and respectfully discuss some opportunities for improvement at Disney, but it's not going to be a case on Disney kind of a show. That's just not part of our brand. I guess the only other thing is that I can point out is we started this just on the spur of a moment deal. I don't even have the music done for this show yet. So within a few episodes, we'll have that done. But right now, we're just going to use a music file of DVC members doing the standard My DVC Points intro. And we'll be doing that until we can come up with our own new show, one built. But we didn't want to slow down the show for this because...
Especially with all the news coming out of Disney right now. We wanted to get that news out to you guys.
Absolutely. So that's being said and done. That's all I've got to say about the DVC newscast. Do you have anything else to add here, Shannon?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I love My DVC Points and I love being part of this community. And I never saw myself hosting a podcast, but you know, thank you for the opportunity and being a part of this great DVC community.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is just a heads up as well for people. We're probably going to transition this over to a live show where we publish the audio track here in the podcast as well. We just got to get a little bit more comfort level around that built up.
Absolutely. And the news needs to slow down.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back with some more DVC news, and you can find us on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. I think if you search for My DVC Points, all three of our shows should be coming up, and I'd highly suggest you subscribe to all three of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.